Are you listening?
It's Anything and Everything with Mel.
Damn.
I've been hearing people talk about what has happened to Jim Carrey. What's going on with Jim Carrey? And this is like the one thing I'm going to say about it, okay? Because I don't know the guy personally, obviously. I think watching that show, listening to Jim Carrey talk, listening about his background, listening to him talk about doing this movie, and just listening to him where he's at now, I think he's happy. I don't think he's out of his mind. I don't think he's lonely or loony. I don't think he's.
I don't think he's
off the deep end. I think he's at peace.
Yeah, I think he found it finally.
I think he's happy.
His whole entire life is in the perfect example of him seeking it to no end. Like, he was searching for peace his whole life. And he tried it with what he thought he needed was fame and fortune and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he realized when he was going through all that, you know, 50 years later.
I don't think he originally went after it for fame and fortune. I don't think
he didn't.
Well, I think a lot of people liked the idea of doing that.
Yeah. He did it because he liked to enjoy comedy. Yeah. But he entertaining people for sure. But
once you get there, you're like, oh, this is fucking sweet. And there's those
interviews
sweet.
Of him saying like, I want to be able to not walk outside and not be noticed and stuff like that. Saying that. So like, he got his dream, right? But then again, it took him so much to find out who he was because of this type of. And it doesn't. Maybe it might not happen as much as it definitely doesn't happen, I don't think, on that grand of a scale to people like us, maybe. Because think about it on a fame level. When you become famous like that, they are in love with your famous. They're in love with the person you walk out on stage to be. You know what I'm saying?
They're in love with the idea of the characters you portray.
Exactly. Yeah. And. Like, if this is just completely fake and you're actually a different person inside and you love fucking bird watching and you know, like, if you're just a completely different person than everyone thinks you are.
I've met some pretty fucking cool people that bird watch.
You're just going to be, like, very, you know, unhappy. You're going to realize eventually that you're holding back a lot.